This is a waived hearing for James McFarland, ADC number 082819, before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for 31-412A program to consider regular parole absent discharge of home arrest. I would like to introduce the members of the board conducting this hearing today. In the room, we have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, our esteemed Borough Chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Luke Jimenez. I'll be serving as the hearing lead. I will begin the hearing with the following summary. Mr. McFarland is 72 years old. He is certified eligible by DOC for 31-448 regular parole absolute discharge of home arrest. The crime of indecent exposure occurred on about March 11, 1989. This offense was part of a greater multiple count conviction for a series of sex crimes against multiple underage females, in which this is the last of a two-count concurrent sentence. He was approximately 43 years old at the beginning of his offense cycle. Mr. McFarland was found guilty by jury trial on September 13, 1990, and sentenced on October 9, 1990. He's been parole eligible since May 2, 2018. This is Mr. McFarland's second hearing before the board, the first of which was a special on August 14, 1995, which was denied. Mr. McFarland has a final SED of January 30th, 2019. Mr. McFarland has received limited programming with ADC, but no sex offender treatment. According to his progress report, he does not have a detailed release plan. He has a moderate history of discipline with his last major on August 28, 2015 for assault on a staff member. He has no letters of support from family or community. It should be noted that he has a Yavapai County adult probation detainer. I'll begin the discussion by saying that based on the deviant nature of his offenses and the trauma caused to multiple victims, I do not believe in granting Mr. McFarland a regular parole, absolute discharge of home arrest would serve the interests of justice or public safety. It should be noted that he has not received any sex offender programming or treatment, which is concerning to say the least. And that's where I'll begin the discussion and the input to fellow board members. Therefore, I'm going to make a motion, and that is regarding Mr. James McFarland, ADC number 082819. My motion is to deny regular parole, absolute discharge of home arrest. And I recognize that the SCD is approaching quickly, but I will ask for a 1-year set-off. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Dodd and Ms. Rittenhouse. 1-year set-off. Release type 9 is 4-4-4-11-H-A. And reasons for denial are as follows. Part E. I'd say based on everything I've gathered, a serious and violent offense, serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victim, age of the victim, serious bodily injury, multiple victims. Poor institutional behavior, recent disciplinary infraction through 2015. I believe that he needs closer supervision, lack of programming. He has no release plan, no family or community support. Is there anything else that fellow members wish to add? Then this will conclude our hearing.